ందీహం శ్రీగురుశ్రీపదమయ శ్రీగురం వైష్ణవాన్ శ్రీరూపం సాధుజాతం శరణం రఘునాథాన్వితం సాద్వైతం సాధుతం హరిజన సరితం కృష్ణ సరితం దీవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదా శ్రీకృష్ణ పద్మాసందో దీనవందో వరస్పతే గోపీశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే సత్మాంతం గోగాంగీ రాధీ వృందావనేశ్వరి నృపానేశ్వరి దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి హరి రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి. వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు డిస్కస్ ది టాపిక్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి అండ్ మహారాజ్ గురించి. ది క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ how one can be delivered from the miserable condition of any plan. The major injury may come at two times. One is covering energy. And another is showing us, literally acting upon us in two ways. Just like somebody might think that here is a nice movement, just a conscious movement. Let me take part in this. Later he said, what is it about? Don't go. Let them enjoy like this. This is cleanliness, cruising from the past. And another is covering energy. Covering energy means a person or a living entity may relate in the most unavailable condition, he still is saying he has. Just like you have seen many friends on the disease condition, on the bed, and if you go to see him, how you are feeling, and he says, yes, and all that. These are the disease condition. What is meaning of this order? This is also poverty. Anyone in a house, a dog, in such abominable condition, he says, he is just. He thinks that I am very happy. Any animal, we are human beings, we are given better facilities of life. The animals are not given so much facilities by nature. But it's still happy. If you say, of course, pray, somebody may be sorry that this is nature's law. So, however abominable condition it may be, one sees that it has. These two kinds of things are going on. But actually, everyone who is engaged in this material body is conscious. That is the second substance of the whole material existence. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, so it says the class of the Sapulsama. In the dual world, or in this material world, what we have manufactured, that this is very nice, and this is not nice. This bad and good conception, he says that it is simply mental concoction. Actually, there is nothing good here. One should be very much pessimistic. Otherwise, he'll have to remain in the darkness of ignorance of this material. One should probably understand that we are in a very superior condition of this material. Because there are no information that there is happy life, there is eternal life, there is blissful life. They have no information. They think this is the life. So let us adjust things as far as possible with the sovereign energy of material energy. So Mahāparikṣit so Padumeha Mahāvāva Jasaiva Narakānara Nāna Ultra Jātana Niya Sami Vyakṣātam. Please explain to me how one can become free from his daily condition of life. We are not only living very unhappy while we are in life, after death there are so many miserable conditions. Daily conditions. Transmigration of the soul from one body to another. That is also very miserable condition. And to remain in the body of a dog or hog, that sort of degradation is also there. And again, to come even in the human body, in the womb of the mother, that is also very miserable condition. Now this guy, this small guy, he is protecting the karma through tapadal condition. Mother taking him this way, the mother is trying to satisfy him. So always, that thing has to be understood that so long we are in this material world, the misery will continue. So, a very intelligent question, how one can get out of this misery life? He answered, now take the haiva of opposing the palm, the palm, the palm for her. He does the pujjana mara ukti pāṇī, dhruvam savai kretta maratāna kretti, he kirtitāne bhavat simma jātana. But today Goswami, he said that I have already described the different kinds of various conditions. So unless one atones these sinful life, one has to suffer such any conditional life. Tasmāt purāyīva āsum yaha pāpaniṣṭhito yateta mṛttu ravipadvatāmanā. Therefore it is everyone's duty that before you meet death, you at home sinful attitude. And what is that example is given? Dosasva Vitka Gurulava Bhangata Vishak Chitak Chetra Vidhan Vidhan Vidhan. That time, when one is diseased, if he does not take proper treatment immediately, that disease may increase and cause better. Everyone knows that. And he is diseased. The disease condition means sinful condition. Disease condition means suffering. And suffering means sinful reaction of sinful activity. So the prescription is that as one goes to the physician, similarly for treatment of the disease, otherwise it may prove better. Similarly, one goes at home, the sinful activity is as well as the sign in the demonstration. That is the question. It is said in the Dhammapadanic law that three things you should not neglect. What is that? The fire and death and disease. Suppose we are sitting here and there is more power in fire in the corner, some cigarette bar or something like that. You should not neglect it. Never think, why is this small fan here in the apartment? No. It may get very and it's blaming death at any moment. So one should not neglect that. Similarly, grateful. If somebody thinks, oh, I have got this $100,000, I'm in debtor. How am I going to see to it? After some years, it may increase to $5,000. So similarly, disease also. Suppose we are thinking that, oh, this is nothing. It will cure out of it. No. That is the instruction. So, we should not neglect. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is enjoined that when a man is immortal, that is our practical experience, the king condemns him to death. And Bhagavad Gita supports that it is good. It is good work. In every country and every law, that life for life is good, because if he stands in good life, then next life he hasn't got to suffer. He is all sinful, yes, and is finished. Therefore, every day, and especially in the Manushami time, say that it is King's mercy. When a person is hanged for his moral and sinful activity, it is to be called that King's mercy. So, because we have to suffer for any, that's why you will get more food, then you have to suffer. Indigestion and something else. This is nature's law. Either to be careful or if there is some sinful reaction, ye and Sala have taken. Otherwise, it's happening immediately. So, Supreme Goswami advises that as in India, still in practice, if somebody commits some sinful activity, he goes as Lamed Pandit, Brahmin, sir, this thing has been done by me. So what is the atonement? He prescribes something, of course, in this way some business is also going on. But actually, one should atone. That is the statement of Supreme Goswami. Now, the thing is very interesting. He is He is putting that force there. Vishya sudabhyam dadvahvam jnanam api atmano ahitam karoti bhuya vivaha prayasittam matodatham kachin nivattate abhadrat kachin charati tatpunaha prayasittam apotatham manne kunyara sudhya. Very interesting. Sukadeva Goswami, I can understand that once you take care of sinful reactions and at home for indirect diagnosis, after. But my question is that Drishta Sutobhyanga Papam, one sees that due to these sinful activities, one is suffering. Drishta means actually personal experience. Face to face. How is that? A man has killed somebody, mine, and is going to be had. Everyone sees it. Then why does he commit the same thing? He has seen it, that my friend committed a murder, or forget murder, committed something else, which is against the law of the state and the state. A Vishwa Sutra, Vishwa means by seeing, and Sutra means by hearing. Just like you are hearing, we are all hearing from automatic speech. This is called Sutra. Suti, here. Not this case that everyone has heard that if you commit theft, then you go to prison for 6 months. I never have practical experience, I have heard it. And I see it also, that this man has committed theft and is going to prison. He is arrested by the police. So this class is 1 year, also practical key. So, Vishya Sutobhyanga Papam, that if one commits some sinful activity, and others see it, and he also sees it, and he has heard it from teacher, it still, jananmati ātmano hitam, ātmano, he knows that this is not good for me. Ātmano, ātmano is for the soul. The soul is telling. And he sees practically that this is not good for me, meaning that I am at home, because I have to travel, advance my way in so many cities of life. You know, sir, so here Kali is from the teacher, he is seeing that there is suffering. But Paroti, who you are, he commits the same thing, Vivasa means, just like somebody is forcing to do it. Something forced. If he has found a test and he has gone to a prison house, he is suffering and he is thinking that next time I shall not do like this. This is very troublesome. But as soon as he comes out, again, he comes to say. There is a very nice proverb, it is said in Bengali, that an old man, when he is in pain of labor, delivering child, she thinks that next time I shall never be pregnant. But after that, again she becomes pregnant. She knows the trouble. They are giving delivery to a guy. And she promises that next time I shall, of course nowadays there are so many contraceptives that are. This is a problem. So, it is this man. He has gone to his physician. He's suffering from a chronic disease. He knows the cause. Doctor says that you have done this, therefore you are suffering. But after cure, he is, that is things. This is real stuff. What does it mean? We are seeing his experience, and therefore, Prasphatic Maharaj says, Kashi Nivartate Avadra. By such experience, by hearing and seeing, sometimes he is afraid that, no, I shall not do this. And for this charity, Sakuna, and sometimes he again comes to change mistakes. Prayasit samapu, apu, vatham, apartham, mamme, kuriyavatam. Therefore, when he has said, and seeing this so-called atonement is useless. Because the prescribed atonement he performs, suppose he becomes free from the sin. But for here he comes, therefore he says, Manne Kunjara Sautra. He is giving very nice example. Kunjara Sautra, Kunjara means elephant. In your country, you don't say elephant. We are in India. We are saying, not cowardice, still there are some. But prepared before cancer, there are many elephants. Especially the zamindar, the landlord, and the native princess, they used to keep so many elephants. They used to spend for it. To keep elephants is a very expensive job. So, elephants, there is a particular type of lake where elephants are allowed to take their bath. So, if anyone has got seen it, the elephant will take bath very nicely. Wash the body very nicely. And as soon as he come over the land, he takes some dust from the land and throws over the body. In that wet body, and will cover the whole body with dust. So Parikshit Maharaj is giving very nice example. Just like cleansing the body of an elephant. It cleanses very nicely. That's how. But as soon as come out of the water, we have to study all these things from nature. The elephant is so big, and it is supposed to be the biggest animal. And he has got very strength. But how cool he is, let's see. Just after taking bath, it will cover the whole body with that. Bhadrayana Upas. Now, he is answering. Rujana, Rogana, Nidana, Anjatha, Vrittam, Tadurukhan, Chikishpateta. Apra, Chodeti, Dabhyam. Jatha, Kundra, Snana, Radurvi, Ratmana, Madhi, Parati, Tata, Pabatra. Pura, Gurivarasena, Naraka Pabatra, Avatra, Prayasitam, Dakshani. So he there is possibly a case of driving down to the hellish condition of life by committing sinful activities. Now supposing one makes atonement for such activities, and again he commits, then he has to be innocent. Simply, just like you kindle fire and pour water, then what is the use of kindling fire? So, Karmana Karmanina Hot Nahi Aptam Kaishati Aditya Rikarista Prayasitam Himatra. Now, Sudhir Goswami is answering the question that so long one is in ignorance, so long one is in the one heart is full with dirty things, so he may commit sinful activities, or he may counteract it by atonement, but so long the bad thing is within the heart, it is all useless. what our person, this Krishna consciousness, as it is said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Chaitanya Atmana Marga, one has to cleanse the dirty things from the heart. That is real effort. If the dirty things are there and deep, simply, just like one man is disease, the dirty things are within his body. And he cleans that outwardly with soap and water very nicely. That does not mean that he is free from the disease condition. The cause of the disease must be removed. Then he will be free. Simply by superfluous washing the body, one does not become free from disease condition. So avidya adhikarutta, so long, avidya means ignorance. Ignorance, what is the ignorance? The ignorance, they have said many times, that I am this body. And anyone is acting on this bodily concept of life. This is called avidya. Avidya means ignorance. So avidya adhikarutta, prayasitta vimarsanam. So there is no infinity for atonement. Is that ignorance, the dirty things exist in the heart. Nāsnata prathma evānyam vādhayo hovi bhavanti evam niyamakridrājan samaj shemāna talpati. Abhidhāna vikāri jatven tasra bhāva sattam katha अभिन्नता अभावा नस्ति इत्यस्मिन् भावे तत्पश्चात् पापान्तरस्य पुनर्तमः प्रभवः भवति तन्तु निमित्ता ब्रह्मत्ता सहैवति नानाजी अभिष्टन्तामाह उत्थायैव अन्नम् अस्मता पुरुषान् यथा व्याधो न बाधते तथा नियमादि प्रत्या सीमाय तत्त्वज्ञानाय समस्त He says, just like a person who is following the rules and regulations prescribed by the physician, a man may be diseased. Every one of us is covered by a disease. This material body needs to have a disease condition. So, he is giving a very nice example that nāsmata pratham eva annanam vyādhaya abhibhavantihi eva niyamakridrāyam samen chemāya kalpate. Just like in disease condition of life, there are some restraints. Doctor says that you are suffering from diabetes, you should not take sugar. You should not take sugar, you should not eat this thing, that thing, so many restrictions. So, Śrīla Gosvāmī says that if you follow the regulations and rules of life, then samay śrīmāya kalpate, they are very strong, that dirty things of the heart can be cured. Just like we prescribe, not prescribe, it is already there in the pastor, our students, we have been here to we say that don't have illicit sex life. Don't take God in Gandhi. Don't take Anasiputta, etc. Dog dead in the four rules. So in these four rules that follow, gradually one becomes free from the dirty things of the heart. So one has to follow. Simply, I am diseased and I take some immediate medicine. It may give me some temporary benefit, but that is not true. If you have to cure yourself, then you have to follow the rules and regulations prescribed by this group. And what are the rules and regulations? He says, tapasa brahmacharyena samena ca gamena ca tyagena sutta so sapta sutta jnan yamena yamena va. Tapasa. Tapasa means asriti. Asriti. Suppose if you are habituated to some bad habit. Suppose you smoke and the prescription is don't take intoxication. Smoking is intoxication. Now, if you have to follow the rules, you cannot smoke. It will be troublesome for you. Because you are habituated to smoke. And I say you don't smoke. It will be very difficult for you. You are habituated to unrestricted sex life. And if I say that don't have it is just right. It will become something. Similarly, so many things are there. We are habituated. And if they are restricted, there will be some trouble. So, voluntarily accepting some trouble is called tapasya. Just like a patient, if he wants to be cured, he has to follow the restriction imposed by the physician, and he follows it. Just as doctor says, oh, you cannot get up. You must lie down 24 hours. He doesn't like it. But he has to do it. This is what happens. Hospice. Parents. Hospice. Just as we say that on the Ekadashi is day, he should come. The fasting is not very having to pleasant, but one has to do very strong purpose. Brahmacharya means celibacy. The more you restrain your sex life, the more you become strong for Krishna. Brahmacharya. Brahma. Brahmacharya means to restrain, control, sexual. Therefore, somebody asked me, Sanji, why you are sweating so much on marriage? I have been this answer to many gentlemen in the region. Because we have got a demand for sexual. But if you are restricted with marriage, then there is no necessary. In this way, at least in this way. So, it is necessary. These are the rules. Tapasa, brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means celibacy. And samena, control the mind. Samena, control the senses. If you can control your mind, then you can control yourself. In the mind is the center of self-attitude. If you can control the mind, then easily you can control the senses. And the easiest process of controlling the mind is to fix that your mind in Krishna consciousness. If Krishna is all powerful, if he is seated on your mind, there will be no chance for anything nonsense coming into your mind. Samena cha samena cha and tyagena. Tyagena means by renunciation. These things have to be practiced. It is not bad. You can go on doing all nonsense and you become spiritually at one. If somebody says like that, he is simply cheating. He is cheating. Just like a nonsense doctor may say that he simply gave my tea and you can do all kinds of nonsense and evil. This part of doctrine nobody talks about. He says that you come and pay me my fee, and I shall give you a mantra, he will be cured. And you can do all kinds of nonsense. Will anybody go to that doctor? And he says that, similarly, if somebody says that you can do whatever you like to say this mantra and pay me my fee, and you will be. These things we do not find in authorized books of Vedic history. They are all manufactured just to gather and just to earn some money. But actually, it is in the serious, then, as it is stated, that you have to follow the regulation, austerity, celibacy, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, by renunciation, by truthfulness, by cleanliness, and by following the rules and regulations. This is so. Devabhava dhidam gira dharmavya sutkhanita kipandi aham mahadavi devakulma nibhanava. Now, he's giving very nice example. Venugul Mami Bhava. Just like in the dry season, there are so many dry grasses on the field, and if you have to clear the field, you simply set back on the field, and everything automatically becomes clean. Similarly, Deho-bhāva-bhukti-dhamma-dhīdhā dharmabhyā-sudhāṁ-dhā. Those who are intelligent, dharmabhyā, the one who knows what is real religious and sudhāṁ-dhā, and who is faithful, he can get out of all kinds of painful activities by an intelligent method. What is an intelligent method? Kedi kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva paraya abham dhunnam vipasmina niharam lobhastara. That he says that simply by Krishna consciousness or devotional study, pure devotional study, vasudeva paraya, vasudeva means Krishna. One who is devoted to Krishna, simply by the devotional process and always gain in Krishna consciousness. Abham dhunanti kāsena, one can get out of all sinful reactions. How? Niharam lobhāsa. Niharam means views. Just mean, as a citizen, so many views are on the glass, on the field. As soon as there is sunrise, everything changes. Everything changes. It is very nice, isn't it? So, if you bring forth the sun of Krishna, these are all correct. These painful activities, isn't it ignorance? Ignorance is that. But, and Krishna, a Krishna consciousness is like, is just like a star. That now this is night. Everything is dark. If somewhere on earth there is sunrise, then immediately the darkness is finished. So, Sunday Gautam says that Keti means it is not possible at all. But some fortunate men do like this. Instead of going to so many details how to get out of this sinful reaction, simply by Krishna consciousness and devotional study, Vasudeva Paraya, those who are devotees of Lord Krishna, abham means all kinds of sinful reaction, उन्नति उन्नति काटेना होल है, काटना नहीं होल है। काटेना निहारम यानम लाइक व्यू महात्मा एंड इज सन सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं गच्छामि। All kinds of bodily religious principles of life. But that Krishna is asking sarva dharma. Dharma means religious principles. Now, in one place he says that dharma of Kavanata, I have come to re-establish the religious principles. And at the end he says sarva dharman paritas. Sarva-dharma, these sarva-dharma, all kinds of religious principles, pertaining to the bodily concept of life. We present ourselves that I am Hindu, or Christian, I am Mohammedan. This is all due to bodily concept.